This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Anyway, now we've got our next guest on the phone with us, David. We will be speaking to Sandra Bruce, who is the Director of Collections and Exhibitions at the National Portrait Gallery in Canberra. Welcome to the show, Sandra.
Oh, nice to be here, Neil. Hi, David.
Hello. Hello.
Now, Sandra, we obviously want to talk to you about the exhibition, which is
fascinated.
We're intrigued by the name, the Shakespeare to Winehouse exhibition. But before we do, just a little bit about yourself, Sandra, and then maybe a little bit about the gallery as well. How did you get started in I suppose arts, and how did you where did your love for that come about from?
Oh right, okay. Well, I come from a pretty artistic family. My mother loved art, and she always had a sketchbook with her when I was growing up. And her mum, my grandma, was a ceramicist and is still a painter. So I guess it kind of runs in the blood. And I ultimately went to art school after high school, and have found myself working in the gallery and museum sector, which isn't a bad profession to be pursuing, I've got to say.
Well, exactly. And so you've obviously been doing that for a while, and you've been at the Portrait Gallery for most of the time, or you've been?
No, I actually got my start in Victoria. I was working at a commercial gallery on Flinders Lane more than 20 years ago, and then moved into working at Deakin University's Art Museum and even the Australian Sports Museum at the MCG for a while.
Ah, that's right, because I remember you saying that last time we chatted to you, yes.
Oh, yes, I probably did, didn't I?
Yeah.
It's interesting how art and social history or history can collide sometimes.
Like when you look back in on history, art was a social comment, wasn't it?
Absolutely, and it still is, and I think often the art that stands the test of time is created by people who have something to say about the world they're living in. So.
Yeah,
I've been fortunate to be up here in Canberra at the Portrait Gallery for about 2 years now, and again, coming back to that same theme, it is where stories are being told through
Absolutely,
art.
Yes.
Such a marvellous platform, you know.
Yeah. All right, well, tell us about the gallery, the National Portrait Gallery in Canberra.
The National Portrait Gallery is pretty much what it says it is. It's almost like a younger little sister to the National Gallery of Australia, I suppose. We have our own building just in that precinct along with the High Court, and we do focus on collecting artworks that tell the stories of Australians through the ages as we know it so far. And we also have the opportunity to bring exhibitions in that look at the bigger human condition and have bigger conversations around people all over the world. And that's what, I guess, Shakespeare to Winehouse is doing, courtesy of our counterpart, the National Portrait Gallery in London.
Oh, fantastic. Intriguing name. Tell us all about it.
At the moment, the National Portrait Gallery in London, which is just a wee bit older than us, we were established in 98. NPG London was established in 1856.
Yeah, just a little bit older. Very close.
They're currently going through a refurbishment.
Ah.
And they saw that as an opportune time to bring together a dynamic exhibition that looks at some of the icons and identities of their collection and send it out on the road. So we've put our hand up, and we're bringing Shakespeare to Winehouse, icons from the National Portrait Gallery of London to Canberra, and it opens in March, on the 12th of March.
Right. Now, is it a lot? Well, obviously it's not a photograph when we're talking about Shakespeare. So is it a combination of photography and paintings, or is it all paintings, or what is it?
It's about as diverse as you would hope an exhibition would be. Because it does span essentially five centuries. The earliest works are from the 16th century. And so we have paintings, we have photographs, we have some more we have a little bit of sculpture as well, but also some experimental digital and computerized portraits as well, including one of Queen Elizabeth The second, which is essentially a hologram.
Wow.
By Chris Levine and Rob Mundy, which is absolutely
wow
extraordinary.
Wow. Mm. And how many pieces are in the exhibition?
More than 80 portraits, and they do span the ages. So I mentioned Queen Elizabeth II. There's also Queen Elizabeth I and her dad, Henry VIII. And then it comes right forward into history, and we have, let me see, we've got David Bowie. As you know, we've got Amy Winehouse, and that is a painting. Kate Moss, the architect Zaha Hadid. I mean, there's just an extraordinary range, because this exhibition, it doesn't really focus on chronology. It focuses on themes.
Mm-hmm.
The curators at NPG London have decided to look at their collection through six key themes, and I can run through those if you like.
Sure. Yeah.
That's what I was going to ask you. Was there a theme? And so what is the theme that they were looking at?
Well, because London does have a very strong tradition and history of looking at their collection chronologically. And so this is really a foray for their curators into looking at how different themes can cross the time boundaries and barriers and bring linking stories together through the ages. And so we have the themes of fame, identity, the self, love and loss, innovation and power. And so it's really interesting to see some of the dichotomies that we have popping up in some of those themes within the exhibition.
Mm. And the exhibition that you're showing at the Portrait Gallery, is that a cross-section of all those six themes, or is just one theme that's come here and another one's going somewhere else? And
no, it's all six themes.
Okay.
So right. this exhibition toured to the Netherlands and South Korea, and now it's coming to us. And the way it's coming is so that we can explore all of those themes.
Right.
And that's where you have Queen Elizabeth I sitting alongside Dame Vivian Westwood.
Right.
hey, that's interesting.
In the power theme. So, yeah.
And Sandra, is it all English, or is there people from other countries?
There are people from other countries. I mean, if we were going to say, for example, stick with the power theme, Malala Yousafzai, the Pakistani activist who won a Nobel Peace Prize at a very young age, Malala's featured in the power theme.
Oh, excellent.
And then,
but didn't she end up in England, though? You know, didn't she study there?
Yes.
When she,
yes,
she did. Escaped from, yeah.
Yeah, and I think she married there too, just recently, maybe last year. Let me see.
Now, I asked a question.
Mandela's in the exhibition, for example.
Ah, right. I asked a question, are the Beatles there?
Yes, I don't think we could get away with
good,
an exhibition like
good,
this without rolling the Beatles out.
You ticked the box for David then.
Yeah, and it's a fantastic photograph by Norman Parkinson of the four in 63, which, as you know, was quite early, so it's all fantastic. Cuts and they're so young they're barely recognisable. I think.
Whoa,
maybe Paul. You can tell it's Paul. The other three, not so sure.
Because well, 63. Can you? I'm a bit of a Beatle fan. That was before they came to Australia, so that's how early in the piece it was. Yes.
Yes.
Wow. What a fantastic exhibition to have at the gallery for you, Sandra.
Yeah, we're really excited, and our curators, particularly Joanna Gilmore, who's our curator that's been liaising with London on this exhibition, she can't wait to see it. It's going up on the walls now, ready for the 12th of March. But, you know, some of the works that we have are works that have never left England, have never left London, like this portrait that we have of Shakespeare, which is the only portrait scholars believe was painted while he was living. And it was the first acquisition that National Portrait Gallery of London ever made in 56. Uh-huh. So to be able to bring works like those out and having them sitting alongside photographs of, I don't know, David Bowie.
What's the Bowie?
A self-portrait by Grayson Perry. You know,
So what Bowie image is it? Because, you know, he went through so many looks over his years.
He did. Well, it's interesting because both we've got two portraits of Bowie that will be shown in the collection. They're both photographs, and so therefore one has to be rested. I don't know if you're aware, but sometimes works on paper can be exposed a little bit too much to light for a prolonged time because they're too popular.
Right. Oh, okay.
And so we have to swap one portrait out of Bowie with another. So we've got an amazing portrait of Bowie from 78 by Lord Snowden. And, you know, by the time we get to 1978, Bowie's gone. We know what Bowie's stage persona is with the extraordinary full-on over-the-top sparkles and spandex and hair and makeup and all of those sorts of things. And Snowden's portrait of Bowie is just the man. It's just his face, and he's looking to camera, and there's no makeup. And it's a very, in that sense, it's a very intimate portrait.
Right.
And we end up swapping that out halfway through the exhibition to show off Brian Duffy's portrait of Bowie as Aladdin Sane.
Oh. So
the one of him with the lightning bolt.
Yes, wow, okay. Yes. I believe Victoria and Albert was given one of those shots, so whether they've borrowed it from them or not, by the son of the photographer, because the photographer's are no longer with us, and the son actually gave him, and he was there as a young lad when that session was being shot. So,
yes, well, all of these works that we're lucky enough to show off to Australian audiences are part of the National Portrait Gallery collection.
Okay.
So they haven't borrowed from any of their counterpart institutions.
Okay.
But I do know, yes, what you're talking about, Victoria and Albert, another amazing institution with a beautiful collection.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so we know where it's on. It's in Canberra at the National Portrait Gallery, just up the road from the Supreme Court, as you do. When's it on?
So we open to the public on the 12th of March, so it's only a couple of weeks away, and we're fortunate to have it for quite a while, so it'll run from the 12th of March right through until the 17th of July, so there's plenty of opportunity now that maybe people are feeling a bit more comfortable to
travel.
So hopefully pop up and see us and see this exhibition.
Yeah, look, it's one of those things. I really need to get up to Canberra to see some of the galleries up there, and especially the an exhibition like this, which I would be fascinated in. So I think a road trip's on the cards, even though I don't even have a car.
Maybe by train or something.
Or fly. It's called fly.
You know what? The flight's fast and easy these days.
Oh, really? Are they? Yeah.
Saves a lot of time, doesn't it, flying?
Sandra, thank you so much for talking to us again. And what an exciting time for you with an exhibition like this.
Oh, we're really looking forward to it, and we don't want to keep it to ourselves. We want to share it, so
yes.
Hopefully we'll see you up here.
Yeah, brilliant. And it's called Shakespeare to Winehouse. What a great title for it as well.
If that doesn't get the creative juices and imagination flowing,
exactly. thank you so much. We've been talking to Sandra Bruce here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.